You said seldom is it an easy decision whether to use irrigation or not in a freeze event.
That's right. You know, if it's going to be really cold, there's no doubt about it. You crank up and you run, because if you don't, you're going to suffer damage. But, you know, we don't ever do things the easy way. So usually the forecast is close to what you think is your critical temperature. So you have to evaluate, well, did they bust the forecast? What if he made a mistake? Should I do it? Also, is it my property, or am I looking after somebody else's property? I might be willing to make a mistake on mine, but I might not be as willing to make a mistake if I'm looking after your grove. So it's not quite as easy as we might think. Those forecasts in the mid-20s are always the one that you kind of agonize. What do I spend? A few dollars for diesel fuel, but then again, do I really have to put that money when it's short? So it's not an easy choice.
And you made the comment, don't let Sumter Electric determine your coal protection. Tell us what you meant by that.
Well, early on when we were using water for coal protection, many people were relying upon electricity to run their pumps. Others had diesel. And remember back in the freezes of the 80s, especially 83, the power company was trying to conserve energy because things were desperate all over. So they just had rolling blackouts, and they shut off people's irrigation systems. And they didn't realize that that meant they were putting someone out of business. And so my comment is, do you want to let your livelihood rest on Sumter Electric or Detroit Diesel? And I'd much rather have mine based upon whether that Detroit Diesel motor is going to run out there rather than having Sumter Electric turn my power off for me.
The Fawn Weather Network, you talked about where we are. You were kind of the originator of this back in the 1990s, right? And that all led to Fawn?
Yep. Basically, the freeze of 96 had an impact on South Florida growers more than citrus growers, but as a result of that, a number of organizations such as Florida Citrus Mutual, Florida Fruit and Vegetable, were given a mandate by their growers that now that the National Weather Service is not doing ag forecast, we got to do something to help out farmers with weather. And I was lucky in that I kind of sat in on that meeting, and I put forth a proposal that let's get some funding, put some automated weather sites up and down the state, and so we'll have a better idea of what's going on, and that led to Fawn. I'm proud to be involved with it. David Ayers and myself actually installed the first 10 sites. David designed it. And so I have blood, sweat, and a whole lot of brain power and love for Fawn, and I'm pleased at where it's come and what it's done.
What percentage of citrus growers probably use Fawn during the cold season now?
I'm going to say 80 or 90% of them have come to use it. And now, in this day and age, with all the technology, with mobile devices, intelligent phones, all that kind of stuff, people access data very easily, and Fawn is the only source of real-time weather data in rural areas in Florida, so I think it's used heavily. But I'm most proud of the fact that we have management tools, this coal protection toolkit that tells you when to shut your water off by using the dew point. It looks at tracking forecasts. It looks at going in and getting NWS forecasts for specific locations. The whole thing, it's all there, and it can allow one to manage your coal protection system very effectively. One last thing with Fawn is the funding for this organization comes from several different sources, and growers need to realize that University of Florida, even though it runs Fawn, only pays for about 30 or 35% of the cost. And we can be thankful to Southwest Florida Water Management District, South Florida, St. John's. These water management districts contribute a significant part of the Fawn budget, and without them, we wouldn't have Fawn. There are a number of private individuals that sponsor Fawn as well, and I'm hoping that in the near future that we can get the Florida Department of Agriculture to jump in on this. But this is a nice example of cooperative venture from government agencies that make something go. And all too often we criticize agencies, but this is a chance to really give a pat on the back to the water management districts. They stepped up and really helped us out.
And on their behalf, the reason they do this helps save water, right?
Billions of gallons of water. It's been very effective, and growers save millions of dollars. I'm proud of the fact that we have a government operation that actually benefits growers, and we can show the numbers very clearly.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.